It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Many people are skeptical that President Bush can make great strides towards peace in his first visit as president to the Middle East. President Bush is not among them.
And I believe it's possible, not only possible, I believe it's going to happen, that there will be a signed peace treaty by the time I leave office.
That's Mr. Bush speaking alongside Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today. In a moment, we'll hear how the Arab media are covering this visit. We begin with NPR's Michelle Kellerman, who is traveling with the president and joins us now from Jerusalem. And Michelle, as we just heard, President Bush said a Mideast peace treaty will be completed by the time he leaves office. He believes that, at least. It's a pretty bold prediction.
It is a bold prediction, more bold than he's been here so far. He also said that he's confident with the proper help that the state of Palestine will emerge, and he's confident that when it emerges, it will be a major step toward peace. Part of this day was really about giving a boost to Abbas. The Palestinian president's a weak leader. He doesn't have much control over part of the Palestinian territories. Gaza, for instance, is under the control of Hamas, which the U.S. and Israel consider a terrorist organization. So Mr. Bush said he thinks that the people of Gaza need to see a clear choice, a competing vision, as he put it, and to put this to them, saying, do you want to have chaos in your country, or do you want a country run by people who negotiated a settlement? That's the kind of vision that he wants to put out, and that's why he was being probably so optimistic today that some sort of peace deal will be signed.
Now, because of heavy fog today, Mr. Bush had to travel part of the time by land from Israel to the West Bank, and you also made that journey. What would he have seen looking out the window?
Well, when you come around into the West Bank, you pass through this big concrete wall, which is part of the barrier that Israel's building in and around the West Bank. You pass through Israeli checkpoints, you see Israeli settlements, and we even saw, I guess it sort of looks like a trailer park, if that's the way to describe it, but it's one of these unauthorized outposts, the kind of outposts that President Bush said yesterday in Jerusalem that they have to go. He said that driving this route, he did see and understand a little better the frustrations and daily humiliations that Palestinians face.
Well, of course, beyond that, Israel has shown a lot of fondness for President Bush in general. And specifically, President Bush has forged a close relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Now, Olmert presented him with an Israeli national bike team uniform yesterday.
And he was just praising him all day long. He talked about him as a trusted ally and a confidant. He talked about Bush as being this historic leader. He really played it up so much, in fact, that President Bush looked a little bit uncomfortable with it. Today was a little different. I mean, he did try to show that he has a relationship with Abbas. It certainly isn't as warm and friendly as with Olmert, but they did joke around a little bit, and President Bush talked about how he sees both of these leaders as leaders who are ready to make tough choices.
Today, Mahmoud Abbas on the West Bank did say that President Bush's visit, quote, gives our people great hope. But if Palestinians perceive the U.S. as a staunch ally of Israel, which many of them do, can he actually be the architect of a breakthrough?
Well, there's a lot of skepticism here, both in Israel and in the Palestinian territories, that there's going to be a breakthrough anytime. There's a lot of obstacles. And part of this, again, was really boosting Abbas. And for Abbas, having the president make some of these statements, talking, you know, relating to the Palestinians in a way that he hasn't done so publicly before, could be a helpful sign for him. And President Abbas needs to show that he's making some sort of progress in negotiations and is really counting on President Bush to be able to deliver that.
Thank you very much, NPR's Michelle Kellerman, who's traveling with the president on this trip through the Middle East.